Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Woo! As you may know, I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. My heart and beyond, and we love you here at the Vibration Station, Dave's Good Vibration Station, and of course LA Talk Radio with all of our hearts as well. So check it out, guys. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, what do we mean by that? A loving, compassionate, pleasant reminder of what it means to raise your vibration, right? Well, the basis of the show surrounds the idea, the understanding that is actually backed by quantum physics, it's backed by physics, that does indeed state that thoughts are things, that everything within the entire cosmos, everything within existence maintains a vibration. For something to exist, it must vibrate. The vibration is what allows it to exist. Anything and everything you see in your reality, you perceive in your reality, is all vibrating molecules, vibrating molecular structures on an atomic level that actually on a subatomic level are hollow. Believe it or not, 99.8%. Yes, 99.8. A lot of people think it's 98%. That's actually not true. It's 99.8% of our bodies are in fact hollow space. Can you believe that? 99.8% of our bodies are in fact hollow space, meaning there is only 0.2% of our physical bodies that actually contain matter. Whoa, that's crazy. Okay, let's try to grasp that for a sec. 99.8% of our bodies are hollow, meaning the space between our vibrating molecules takes up 99.8% of our density, meaning we are only 0.2% dense, meaning we have the ability to manipulate and allow malleability when it comes to our minds, bodies, and souls. Now, what I mean by malleability is the ability to manipulate, the ability to shift or change in a positive way, the ability to understand that nothing is fixed and everything has the potential to become whatever it is that you focus your energy towards it becoming. To know that if you so choose that you would like a different bodily appearance, because you are so malleable, because you are 99.8% vibrating space in between your molecular structure, that you can literally, through your focused thoughts, shape, direct, and completely create your own version, your own sculpture of yourself. And the way to do that is by simply visualizing what it feels like, visualizing the emotion, visualizing the scenery, visualizing what it feels like to wake up and see your body. Right? So this is all I'm sharing with you guys today. It is the importance of embracing our malleable nature. Today's show, I have labeled it the power of malleability. The power of malleability. And the reason why it is called the power of malleability is because within understanding your true malleable nature, by you embracing and understanding your true malleable nature, you can literally shift the molecular structures of your body. You can shift your atoms. You can shift your molecules. You can shift your electrons, your photons, nucleus. You can shift everything about these particles in your body. And how? And then the next question, like, all right, that sounds just grand, Dave. That sounds wonderful. I would love to visualize myself having a six-pack and being super, you know, ripped with large biceps and big legs. Right? Well, you can. And when I say that you can, I mean the more that you focus on it, the more it shall become, period, end of report. I'm going to say that again and really soak it in. The more that you focus on it, the more it shall become. That is the law. Marinate in that one sec. The more you focus on it, the more it shall become. That's my new mantra right there. The more I focus on it, the more I shall become. The more I focus on it, the more I shall become. Because If we truly, truly, truly on our hearts and our soul level embrace the understanding that through our deliberate thought, through our deliberate action, through our deliberate ability to direct our thoughts, emotions, expectations, and intentions, we can shift ourselves, we can shift our reality, we can shift anything that we want about our experience here on planet Earth by shifting our thoughts, by shifting our actions, by shifting our expectations, by shifting our intentions. Now, guys, something else to marinate on and think about is, do you know that any intention you set for anyone else, you are only setting upon yourself? So when you say, my intention is to watch my brother become very successful as he starts his new business. Or if there's a little jealousy going on, you might say, or you might not even say it, it just could come natural in your mind. You don't need to say my intention is, but we always do have an intention behind whatever we're doing. There always is an intention, whether or not we speak of it, whether or not we vocalize our intention, there always is an intention behind everything we do. Behind turning on the TV, behind reading a book. My intention to read this book is to enjoy myself and gain knowledge and gain wisdom. Or if it's a thriller book, then it's for pure enjoyment and to exercise my brain, right? If I am to watch TV, my intention is to enjoy the show, is to be entertained. That is my intention, right? So medications, if you take a medication for anything, anything and everything in life has an intention. Your intention behind taking the medication is to cure whatever ailment it is that you're taking the medication for, right? So whatever intentions you place upon others, you are placing upon yourself. This has so much to do with our malleability, because what we don't understand is when we start thinking ill towards others, this is when we start manifesting ill in our own lives. When we shift and when we start or continue to set only positive intentions, only compassionate, loving, high vibrating intentions for our loved ones, for ourselves, for, hey, even like a random person that you might not even know, but for some reason just drew your eye, right? You have an intention in everything that you do. Be aware of your intentions. Being aware of your intentions is what allows you to actually control your malleability. Say that again. Being aware of your intentions is what allows you to control your malleability. So, because we are malleable, because we are constantly changing on a physical and non-physical realm, we must do the work as much as we possibly can to feel happy as often as possible, to feel like we are contributing, we, the individual, I am, is contributing to making this planet a better place, or even making people on this planet a better place, whatever it might be. Whether you're planting trees or whether you're planting seeds in people, you are helping, and that's beautiful. People tend to forget how powerful they really are. People tend to forget how powerful they truly are. And it blows my mind to think that here we are, such limitless, creative, unconditionally creative beings, literally devaluing ourselves on a moment-to-moment basis just because we, for some reason, have still not been able to pinpoint why we're so valuable. That is another wonderful opportunity to exercise your malleability. Exercise your value. Participate in honoring your value. One more time. Participate in honoring your value. And if you have lived a life where most of the time throughout your experience, you've been spoken down to or anything like that, just remember that these people that tell you otherwise, that tell you that you are not empowered or that you are not worthy or whatever it may be, they're simply projecting their own insecurities. Do not allow the people in your life that are naysayers to have any control over your emotions. As the great Buddha said, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. No, I know I said that on our last show, but it's so important and it's such a potent statement when you think about it. Holding on to anger. Now, when the Buddha says anger, he's not only talking about just anger. He's talking about any lower frequency energy, anger, depression, frustration, guilt, lack of forgiveness, anything. I mean, feeling victimized, right? Feeling like you're a victim. He's saying holding on to any of these lower frequency emotions is essentially the same thing as drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, right? Let's say that you, as if your emotion of anger and your emotions of pain and your emotions of suppressed deep suppressed pain from when you were a child, from things that you were picking up in the womb that you aren't even aware of, but that you weren't even aware of until you started doing, you know, work with yourself and you started taking medicine, or when I say medicine, I'm talking about certain tools that this planet has blessed us with, has given us, and other galactic civilizations have actually coded for us in the holographic matrix of consciousness here on planet Earth. Now, if that sounds like you didn't understand that, I'll put it in layman's terms. If you have started doing the work, meaning any sort of work that is working on yourself, whether you see, you meditate every day, or you see a psychologist or a psychiatrist or somebody to just speak with that helps you realign with your happiness and your joy. That's so important. And then, you know, another thing is going even deeper with yourself, going out into nature, into the woods, or in the mountain, or into the forest, or on the beach, or whatever type of nature is most easily or pleasantly accessible to you. Go in nature, take your shoes off, get those negative ions, put your feet in the sand, put your feet in the dirt, put your feet in the grass, look up at the sun, maybe don't stare directly, but look up, feel the energy. It's all of these wonderful, fantastic things, wonderful, absolutely fantastic experiences that define our capability of embracing what this human experience has to offer. And that's literally what it comes down to, is understanding that we as human beings in each and every single moment of each and every single day have a choice. We have a choice on what we want to focus on. We have a choice on why we're focusing on that. We have a choice on what we want to take action on. And we also have a choice on defining for ourselves why it is that we're taking that action. So today's show is really about understanding and embracing the malleability of human consciousness and using the laws of malleability at your disposal to create for yourself a wonderful and amazing, beautiful life filled with people that bring you joy, filled with people that love you, filled with people that you love, filled with so many opportunities and experiences beyond your wildest dreams. Speak about people that we love. I brought my beautiful, angelic, heavenly one-year-old daughter with me to the studio today. We also got mommy with us. We love mommy with all of our hearts. We love Addie with all of our hearts. What a perfect time just to say thank you. On air, we're saying thank you, mommy, for being such an amazing and wonderful example of what it means to be an unconditional lover. Thank you, Callie. And I'm going to say thank you, Addie, who is our beautiful one-year-old daughter, for being such a prime example of what it means to embrace and fully embody alignment with higher self, alignment with source. This show is purely and solely dedicated to assisting you. When I say you, it is you, whoever's listening, you're listening, came across the show for a reason, at the right purpose, at the right time. Because there is so many shifts happening on this planet, happening within your consciousness, happening in a collective consciousness that is reshaping and reforming the ways that we see ourselves, the relationships that we have with our environment, the relationships that we have with people in our family, the relationships that we have with our friends, with our bosses, with work. That's a huge thing, guys, is recalibrating the relationship that you have with your work. Is your work something that you are feeling fulfilled when you do it? If so, that's absolutely amazing. And think of ways of how you can enhance that and make that even more fulfilling, even greater. How to help even more people. How to use whatever you have created for yourself or whatever you have created for your family or your loved ones or whatever it may be. Use whatever you've created to assist people in embodying a higher vibration. To assist people in being happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser, to assist people in understanding that their potential for joy is absolutely limitless so long as they do not block themselves off from it. Someone that chooses to focus on negativity, someone that chooses to marinate in lower vibrational energy, crystallizes those neural nets, those neural pathways become crystallized, and all of a sudden, these people become addicted without them even knowing it. They are literally addicted to anger. They're addicted to anxiety. They're addicted to stress. They're addicted to frustration because their neural nets, the neural pathways, have crystallized for so long that they have literally forgotten that happiness is an option. Now, it doesn't matter how deep you go. It doesn't matter how crystallized your neural pathways are. You can always change them. You can always change them. You are not fixed in any state of consciousness ever. Within you lies the ability to always and eternally change and shift and evolve your vibration, your state of consciousness, your thoughts, your actions, your expectations, your intentions. But the one thing is it will be more difficult if you are crystallized. If you do stay crystallized by repeating these continuous and continual patterns of feeling angry, feeling resentment, feeling upset, feeling frustrated, whatever it is. Just know that actually what you are doing for yourself is simply digging yourself a hole that's a little bit deeper to get out of. Doesn't mean it's impossible, just means it's deeper. That's it. There's no limit, absolutely no limit to how you can focus your energy. You know, we have been seeded from birth with a specific desire to want to do something. If you love dance, if you love cinematography, if you love coding, computers, playing games, watching games, whatever it might be, whatever you love, you brought yourself to this planet to participate in it and to embrace it. There is no reason, as malleable as we are, with the vibrational frequencies increasing, there is no reason in the entire universe why each and every single person should not or could not find something, regardless of where they are in the world, that brings them joy, which can also sustain them. Now, I know this huge topic comes up when I've spoken about this before. Okay, Dave, what about the kids in Africa that have to walk 6 miles a day just to get food? Are they having fun? Believe it or not, actually, they make it fun. And of course, some days aren't always fun, but it is absolutely a choice. In high school, I ran cross country and track and field. And sometimes, that was the last thing I wanted to do after a long day of school, was run 6 or 7 miles. But you know, once you get in it and once you get the flow going, it is so much fun to push the limits of your body, push the limits of your consciousness, push the limits of what your heart, what your soul, and what your mind can endure. And the harder you push, the stronger you become. So as long as you don't, obviously, cross that level or that limit into feeling dizzy or dehydrated. Speak about happiness and joy. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, do we have a gift for the next 20 minutes of the show for you guys. Guess what? Not even gonna say it. I'm so humbled, so grateful, so thankful not even going to say it. She's just going to speak and you're going to know who she is. Here we go. Okay. Welcome to the show, Dr. Michelle Cohen, on the couch with Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11 on LA Talk Radio. Make sure to check it out.
Hey,
Pacific Standard Time. I'm just messing with you, Doc. I think I may have had one too many cups of coffee this morning.
I'm totally props, kidding. Buddy. No worries. I'm still drinking coffee.
So that's
I'm
good.
Drinking coffee myself.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It tastes good. Yeah.
I'm on to my, what is this here? This acai. I'm on to, I have a little acai blueberry raspberry with some protein powder, vegan.
Good.
A smoothie that I like to drink. So that's
great.
Good. Maybe it'll balance out my caffeine intake.
I'm
just joking. Talk about addictions though. Seriously. Being addicted to thought patterns, being addicted to, consistent energy and neural pathways crystallizing, neural nets crystallizing, doing to reoccurring thought patterns, stuff like that.
Right.
Coffee is definitely something that people on a massive scale do not recognize or consider to be a drug or to have addictive properties, but watch out for the coffee, guys. Believe it or not,
watch out. The evil coffee.
No, I'm messing with you guys. The evil coffee.
Right.
Well, Doc, the reason why I asked you to come on the show today, obviously, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, because you do really, from the bottom of my heart, you do always inspire me. Every single time, show that we have, you always bring something to the table. No, you really are amazing, Doc. You always bring something to the table that I was not previously expecting, or you always, have an answer to a question that I have or that listeners have, and you, without fail, every time, always come through with some fantastic, perfectly aligned, very clear and transparent answer, which is what everybody's looking for, right? Everybody needs transparency. Everybody needs people that are able to convey these ideas, these messages, these philosophies surrounding how to live your best life and embody your highest and greatest version of self. You know, it's very easy to hear these terms and get lost in what they mean. So I'm going to shut up now. And Doc, the mic is all yours. As you know already, we're talking about the power of malleability. That's what today's show was labeled. The power of malleability. As I'm sure you already know, 99.8. A lot of people think it's 98%. That is false. It's 99.8% of our bodies are hollow, are the space between vibrating molecules. That means 0.2% of our bodies are actual matter. So what we're talking about today, as you already know, Doc, just to actually fill in the listeners, since Dr. Michelle from LA Talk Radio on the couch of Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 PST just came on with us. I just wanted to let everyone know. Catch them up to date, because I know you have a large, very, very, very large following and a lot of people that look up to you. And anytime they know you're going to be hopping on the air, definitely a lot more people join. So we are talking about the power of malleability, how you can focus your thoughts, actions, expectations, and intentions to embody the greatest version of self.
Exactly. I agree. You know, it's so funny you said that, because it's not strange, because you and I always agree that when we talk about things, when you and I are even separated, on a physical plane, when we're not together, but I will share something with you, and you'll say, I thought of that exact thing this morning. So what I was listening to this morning, just to reaffirm my understanding, is I was listening to an interview that was narrated, you know, just by a voiceover person, but it was narrated. It was from an interview with Nikola Tesla. It was a journalist in the 1800s, and he, you know, was a newspaper writer, and he did this interview. What he said was, how did you create, where did you get your ideas from? How did you create, it was a really good interview this journalist did, but basically he was asking him, how did you create your ideas? And he said,
how did you receive this information?
I don't know, but he said everything came from, as he called it, the light. So he said he would have these dreams, and he would have these ideas that came into his mind. But he said,
the
way that you, in other words, create anything, in other words, the way you create your athleticism, if you want to be an athlete, like you were talking about, exercising and being the best, you were talking about that, Dave.
He
said, the way that you want to do the kinds of things basically that I do is you have to have your imagination. You have to just sit in quietness and let your mind go to things that you would like to achieve. So he started talking about visualization.
He took all
of his, you know, like inventions. He said for years he kept a memory of these machines that he was inventing and how they would work, and how he kept them in his memory, and then he kept refining them in his visualizations. Well, maybe I should put some electricity through this part of the turbo engine, and maybe I should do this, and that kind of thing. So he said the way to create anything that you would like, whatever it is, your best life, is to visualize yourself being that runner, as you were talking about earlier, is to visualize being that whatever person you want to be out there in the world, listeners, whatever you would like to achieve. But he said he achieved what he did through daily and nightly visualization of seeing these things that were eventually, as he put it, came from the light in his brain and became matter. He said, everything comes from the light and it becomes matter. So if you want anything, and I'm not talking about it, we can talk about if you want a nice home or a nice car and all that, you know, abundant stuff. Absolutely. But I'm talking about the best person that you can be and what you want to achieve, you know. So he said it all comes from dreaming, but keep those manifestations in your mind and keep going over it and over it every day on a repetitive
Every day.
See yourself running that 3.50 mile. See yourself, you know what I'm saying? See yourself creating an organic plant that will heal half the world. See yourself doing ballet, playing an instrument, creating beautiful music for people. But he said you've got to keep your spirits up and you've got to keep positive and enjoy every day what you're doing. No matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
But if you have a
I love you're on a roll.
If you have a job that's sort of a boring job or a mindless job, you make the best of it until you can continue to move up slowly to where you want. But he said if you can keep and this is all the stuff everybody talks about. This is the, you know, the higher vibration so you can connect to the field. This is, you know, the field and attract other higher vibrations. And by the way, the field has low vibrations in it as well. But it's keeping on that higher vibration and focus of what you can bring in from your mind, or as Tesla called it, from the light, and project it out into what you would like on an emotional level. and stay in a high emotion, like that's Esther's high vibing. That's her, you know, being on a high flying plane. That's right. Everybody's, you know, who you talk about. That's Dr. Joe Dispenza's, you know, nurturing, wiring, inspiring, high vibrating thoughts. Yeah.
Right.
Anybody.
No, exactly. Right. It's amazing. No, you are just amazing, yeah. Dr. Michelle. I got to tell you, you blow me away every time. Just your wisdom, knowledge, totally. It empowers me. Mm. As you were speaking, I had my eyes closed and I was visualizing. Wow. I was, of course, listening to you.
Yes.
But we can multitask. We're high tech beings. Sometimes, right? When we choose to be, when we allow ourselves to be. Yeah. Just that concept in and of itself is
right.
Widespread. Through each and every single ancient civilization, okay, the understanding of quote unquote a light or a spirit or us even being, which is the whole point of Dave's Good Vibration Station to share with the masses, is that are the light. There is no exterior source. There is no exterior. Matter basically there's nothing outside of you that you need to go and actually fight for. You know the old saying, it's a good, and I resonate with the saying to an extent, you know, pain is weakness leaving the body. Right? And I love that, but also simultaneously, it's a paradox because here's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is when we are capable of finding joy in our day-to-day moments, while simultaneously, as you said earlier, knowing, and that's the knowingness, knowing that when you take that time every day, and this, listen up, guys. I actually, if you want to check out our sibling account, it's directly connected to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, and actually directly connected to through association, Dr. Michelle's show on the couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11. If you guys want to check out our sibling page on Instagram, it's divine.mind.tribe. And for those of you that are Dr. Michelle fans and lovers, you guys gotta check out actually her new Instagram that she just recently launched. It's the Consciousness Doc. Or no, is it? I'm sorry, the Consciousness Doctor. The Consciousness Doctor. Yeah. And it's absolutely. It's the dot consciousness, CONSCIOUSNESS dot doctor, DOCTOR, not abbreviated DR. It is actually spelled out doctor, DOCTOR. Yep. So make sure to check that out. And the reason why I bring that up is because I posted a picture this morning. And I love it. I love this picture. It's one of my faves from way, way, way back in the day. I've always resonated with it. And what it says is, if you don't have, I love this one. It says, if you, do you know what I'm going to say? Do you know what I'm going to say? I'm sure you do. It's I want to make sure that I say this correctly verbatim because of the way that it's said. It's so beautiful. If you don't have 20 minutes, I got it right here. I'm so sorry. I just want to make sure I didn't picture it. Okay. If you don't have time to meditate for 5 minutes in a day, meditate for at least 20.
There you go.
What they're saying here is if you don't have time, meaning if you have created a lifestyle for yourself which surrounds the idea of go, 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 gotta work, gotta hustle, gotta participate in a career that does not necessarily bring me joy. I have to work really hard just to make ends meet. You know, when you know in your heart of hearts that by you taking out the time every day and visualizing yourself being, doing, having, experiencing, embodying, embracing that in which gives you butterflies in your stomach when you think about it. For me, and I can, we can only share with others and teach others and learn from others based off of our own experiences, of course, right? Words don't teach, as Abraham says, only experiences do. I love Abraham Hicks. For you guys out there that are not familiar with Abraham Hicks, listeners, make sure to check out Abraham Hicks on YouTube. And literally anything you're going through in life, anything, whether it's a relationship or recalibrating your relationship with money, or literally anything, recalibrating your relationship with anger, or if you're addicted to something, or any literally anything and everything, type in Abraham Hicks, A-B-R-A-H-A-M, A-B-R-A-H-A-M, first word, name, second, last name Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. Now, I will let you guys know, just for your information, Abraham Hicks is a woman. When I share that with a lot of people, they say, what? Abraham's a woman? Huh? Isn't she referring to Abraham in the Bible? No, not at all. Not in the slightest.
No.
It has nothing to do with it, the correlation between the name Abraham Hicks and the name Abraham represented in the Bible is completely null. There is no correlation whatsoever. Okay. It just so happens that this amazing, beautiful, bright soul, her name is Esther Hicks. Esther and her late husband, Jerry Hicks, actually in the 80s. this is so cool. Talk about, you know, being ahead of the curve, right? In the 80s, they started receiving information from Esther started receiving information from this collective consciousness. They call themselves Abraham. So when you look up Abraham Hicks and you see a woman, just know it's not about who's telling the information or where the information is coming from. It's about what is being said. You could do whatever you want. I'm not going to say don't or do or do not. But I invite you not judge right off the bat. A woman that's channeling a collective energy that calls itself Abraham, that sounds crazy. I get it. I understand. I was there once until I started to study and understand how consciousness works and how vibration works and how the relationship between self and the universe works together. Then you start to realize, oh my gosh, yes, this is possible. This is real. And like I said, it's not about who's saying it or where the information is coming from. It's about what's being said. So make sure to check out Abraham Hicks and put anything else behind that you're dealing with in life. Or if you want to just start just listening, type in Abraham Hicks, click on the first video, see how you feel. So that's Abe. One thing that I wanted to share with the listeners, Doc, before we get off the show, because we have about a minute left, is in your explanation earlier when you were sharing the importance of finding joy in the day-to-day moments, even if you are doing something for your career, for your job that doesn't necessarily stimulate you or bring you the greatest joy or necessarily make you feel like you are the highest version of yourself. One thing that you said, which was beautiful and which is very true, but I also wanted to add to it, and then we'll get off the show right now, is earlier saying, allow it, allow this process to be, to slowly move up. Now, here's something that I want to share with you guys. Most of the time, it is a slow process because our consciousness takes some time to actually shift out of those old thought patterns and move and become a vibrational equivalent to these other parallel versions of Earth that are a vibrational equivalent of that in which we visualize, that in which we manifest. It does not have to be slow. It literally could happen overnight. The only factor that dictates whether it happens overnight, in a week, in 2 weeks, in 4 months, in 6 months, in 6 years, in 10 years, or in 60 years, is how much energy you are putting towards focusing on moving and shifting into becoming a vibrational equivalent to that in which you know you came to this planet to do.
Yep. True. Beautiful.
So there's no time limit to these manifestations. It usually is a slower process because as human beings, we have crystallized our neural pathways. So it is a little bit harder to get out of those crystallized neural pathways and shift those thoughts. But once you do, you can go to your work every single day, no matter what it is that you do. Find just on drinking as much water as you can throughout your day. That's what I was doing when I was working a job that I wasn't necessarily super stoked about going to every day, is I had my thing just be drink as much water as I can. Get up, drink water, then use the bathroom. That's my little break, and then I just continue to drink water, listen to Abe if I'm doing something in the background. Point being, when you know, we have to get off the show. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to everyone. But as a closing, guys, first of all, when you know that without a shadow of a doubt, your power of visualization will manifest, there is nothing that can stop you from living the life of your dreams. Don't let your day-to-day struggles bring you down. And sure as heck, do not allow your day-to-day struggles to define your worth and to define what you are capable of achieving. Because what you see from that perspective is only what you are capable of perceiving from that vibration. Change your thoughts, change your vibration, be good to yourself, treat yourself like the temple of God in which you are, and watch this world unfold into your version of heaven on earth. I love you guys so much. Dr. Michelle, I have the deepest and most sincere compassion and love and appreciation from my heart to yours. Thank you so much. Make sure to follow on Instagram, The Consciousness Doctor. And along with that, check out Divine Mind Tribe. Thank you so much, Doc. And make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday on LA Talk Radio, Pacific Standard Time at 11 on the couch with Dr. Michelle, Channel 1. Thank you, Doc. Thank you so much for taking your Sunday and sharing it with us.
I
love you. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and appreciation from our hearts to yours here on the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. We love you guys so much. And we will see you next Sunday. Peace. Honor your malleability. Be your empowerment. Be the light in which you are, were born, have been, has always been, and have will always be. I love you guys. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.